Bro, I didn't know the rules.
Me neither. But if I promise you, if we're playing Super Bowl,
You know what's crazy? I don't know how many people knew them.
The coaches should know the.
The ref, I don't know if the ref
The
said
coaches
anything.
should know the. Okay, the Chiefs knew. Put it that way. That means the coaches know.
Tony Romo didn't know.
Okay, if you're playing, you're as an organization, everyone in that building should know the rules.
What's up, guys? It's the St. Brown Brothers. We're back. We missed last week. We're back here, though. Ready to talk about some more football, Super Bowl weekend, Vegas, crazy. Remember, this episode is presented by Knockaround Sunglasses, quality shades that won't break the bank.
Use code SBB for 20% off for new customers. Exclusions do apply.
Let's get right into it. Vegas, you came. We were both there. You came a little later. How was it for you?
Yeah. It was fine. Like, I really didn't want to go unless you guys were playing. But you know, I try to do a little appearances, try to make a little money here and there. So I only came for 2 days, Friday, Saturday, left Sunday morning, get out of Vegas because that place would drain energy out of you. But it was a little hectic, a little packed, but it was a decent time. It wasn't too crazy, too good, but I'm happy to be back in California. That's for sure. What about you?
You already started working out?
I'm working out today. I didn't work out yesterday.
I'm saying like lifting, like you've already been lifting, right?
Yeah, but I've been lifting since I got back from Chicago.
You didn't take no break?
No, straight weight room. But I also was bored, like I had nothing to do. Like I'm gonna wake up, like after here now, like see my daughter. But other than that, like what am I gonna do all day? So like, I might as well just get in the weight room, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what about you? I noticed you ain't lifted yet. When are you gonna start lifting?
I don't know. I was thinking about talking to. Some of my, if you guys didn't know, we got some, our German friends that, you know, I used to play football in Germany for a year, the German national team. We met some guys that they're on the team. They're staying with me for like a month. And I was like, one of them still plays football. The other one doesn't. And I was just woke up this morning. I was like, you guys want to go lift? Like, I'm down to get a little pumping. I got free time. All I got is time. You know, I cleaned my room, got all my clothes packed away. I might as well get a lift in shit. Might as well take some cane too while I'm there. Get real right.
And other news, tell you,
I got drug tested today too. I'm like, damn.
In other news, I guess my little brother's too good for me now because he heard he's going to the leg game today. He's bringing my middle brother and his two German friends, but I didn't get invited. So
no, so
I guess I didn't make the cut.
Huh? This is what happened. I come downstairs. Their names are Khan and Rami. They asked me, what are you doing tonight? I said, nothing. They're like, oh, me, Ramin, and Osiris, I think about going to the Laker game. I was like, they play the Pistons, right? They told me like a few days ago they wanted to go to the game. I was like, I know the associate GM from the Pistons. I was like, let me hit him up and see what we can do. This whole time I'm thinking my brother's with Luciana. You know, they were here last night. We ate dinner. They're always doing their own thing. He's too cool for me. Like, I call him, no answer. Text him, no answer. Like,
I didn't answer.
Like, it's not like answer. Him. Usually when he doesn't answer, he's probably – I don't know why he's not answering, but he's probably with Luciana. Now he's at the house. I'm like, it's kind of weird. It makes sense. He's not here. Now he's telling me, oh, you didn't want to invite me. Bro, you were busy. Like,
I was not busy. You just invited me. And if I said no, I said no. If I said yes, I said yes. But you didn't even like think about it. You're like, fuck it. Fuck him. Like, you know, just the older brother was just done dirty.
You're like 27 now. You know, you're getting old. It's like.
Nah, bro. That's crazy. So you can't hit him up for another
almost
ticket?
30.
You can't hit him up for another ticket?
He said you won 3 or 4. I was going to do 3 would have been better seats, but I was like.
I'm on Ross St. Brown. Say 5.
I can't. Too late you notice.
Matter of fact, let me text Dante. He got season tickets. I don't need you.
There you go. Text Dante.
Today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek. Obviously, my brother left me out the Laker game invitations. He just forgot about me. So good thing I got SeatGeek. I'm going to go there to give me a ticket. Hopefully near or close to them, depending on what kind of seats they got. I know they have the best deals out there, so it shouldn't be too hard for me to figure it out. But with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. With NFL season just ending, it doesn't matter. The NBA and NHL is still in full effect. So if you want any tickets to your favorite team or favorite game, just go to SeatGeek. They'll get you hooked up with the best prices, best deals out there.
They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated from a skill from 1 to 10, so look for green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Every ticket is backed by the buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
And you know I came through for you guys. Use my code SBB for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code SBB. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app. What'd you do in Vegas? I know I saw you a couple times, but what did you do when I didn't see you?
Had a few appearances, trying to make some extra money because money's tight. So, make a little extra bread here and there. That was really it. Went to go see Adidas, went to the little Adidas panel, talked to some kids. That was fun. Me, Tua, Garrett Wilson, Kirk Cousins, a women's basketball player, and
you don't know her name?
I forgot her name. And then Zinedine Zidane popped up out of nowhere. I said, "Yo,
you know everyone's name but her."
That's OD. I don't watch WNBA.
That's funny.
Okay. Do you watch WNBA?
No, but did you not meet her?
I did, but I don't remember her name.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good with names, so I'm like, "Yo, this is Zidane." I stopped the whole thing. I was like, "I gotta get a flick with him." Mm-hmm. While you guys are watching this, probably don't even know who Zinedine Zidane is because you guys are, either football junkies or,
You said Zidane?
Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah, I thought you said Zidane. Mm-hmm.
You don't know who that is.
Bro, come stop playing with me, bro.
What did he do in the World Cup that was so crazy?
Headbutt the dude.
Okay.
Bro, come on, stop playing with me, bro. You know I like soccer. But yeah, continue.
He was at the thing. It was crazy. I had to flick up with him. Then, there was just so many people there, and it was sick, bro. Like, the Aria, I was not at the Aria, I was at the MGM, but my brother's at the Aria, and I like the vibes of Aria are dope, so I was going to the Aria a lot. And right when you walk in, it says, "Do it for the Bay." I'm like, damn. Mm. I had to flick it. It was crazy. Jared's over here texting me, bro, I'm sick. He left early, everything. But it was cool. Shoot. Hopefully we'll be there next year. You never know.
What'd you think about the game?
Bro, I'm watching it I flew home Sunday morning. I was running on 3 hours of sleep. Landed at 12. It's a long night. Landed at 12. Got back here at 12:30, took a nap for an hour and a half, and then left from LA to go to Irvine, the hour and 20-minute drive. Get there. It's midway through the first quarter. I'm like, bro, this is one of the weakest. I'm watching Super Bowl. This is one of the boringest Super Bowls I've ever seen. No offense. I'm like, bro, we put up – I don't know how many points we put up against the Niners in the first half, but the Chiefs had 3 points at halftime. I'm like, yo, what the heck? And then second half comes around. We'll talk about the halftime show after. Second half comes around. I'm like – it's still all right. I fall asleep the whole third quarter. I was gassed. Boom. I got people playing with my mouth was open. People putting chips in my mouth and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Fourth quarter, I wake up. Now I'm up now. And it turns out to be a crazy game. Damn. Overtime. I think, bro, Chiefs played well, but the Niners, I feel like, should have won. They had their opportunities. What do you think?
Yeah. I started watching. My flight was delayed, so I got home. I started watching at the beginning of the second quarter. I was surprised the score was as low as it was. So, halftime came. It is what it is. We'll see what happens in the second half. Usher came out there, halftime show, wilding out on Alicia Keys, crazy. And then second half started. I'm like, okay, here we go. Shit started heating up. It was a low-key back and forth, and then overtime came. That shit was crazy. It honestly ended up being a really good game. I enjoyed watching it. It was really entertaining. Overtime was crazy, too. Different rules. I feel like the Niners didn't know the rules. Taking the ball was crazy. I didn't know the rules were different either, but they announced it on TV. I'm like, why would you take the ball? That's crazy. But that's on the coaches, I think, or whoever. But they got to fix that. You can't be in the Super Bowl. You got to know every rule, overtime rules. You can't just not know the rules. But
Bro, I didn't know the rules.
Me neither. But if I promise you, if we're playing Super Bowl.
You know what's crazy? I don't know how many people knew them.
The coaches should know the
I don't know if the ref.
The coaches anything. Should know the. Okay, the Chiefs knew. Put it that way. That means the coaches know.
Tony Romo didn't know.
Okay, if you're playing, you're as an organization. Everyone in that building should know the rules. In Super Bowl. You should know every rule. Yeah, like
I'm been thinking like they got the ball. I'm like, damn, I wanted the Chiefs to win, so I'm like, Niners got it. I'm like, please don't score. They get three. I'm like, they got a shot. I'm thinking if the Niners score, game's over.
Yeah, nah. I knew it wasn't.
Or score a touchdown, game's over.
Someone said it on TV that they had another chance, even if they score a touchdown. Someone said it. Might have been another guy, Jim. He might have said it.
Yeah, bro. Because I was like, what the heck? But what'd you think about the halftime show?
It was pretty good. Obviously, everyone's making fun of or doing memes about Alicia Keys because she's married, and the way Usher hugged upon her was kind of crazy. Like, I wouldn't go for that. Like, I don't know if they rehearsed that beforehand.
What would you do? What would you say? There's a Super Bowl halftime show. Like,
okay, your wife's in it. One, let's say if it happened, and it wasn't, like, rehearsed. It just happened randomly. One, I'm pissed at both of them. Like, I'm not going to divorce my wife over that shit. But I'm going to be fucking hot. Like, what are you going to, like,
it happened. What if they told you before? Like, yeah, I, like.
No, you're not doing that.
I need to do this. Like,
you're not doing that.
What are you gonna do to me? I'm doing it. What are you gonna do?
Well, I wanna be with a wife that's.
It's too late. She's talking to you like that now.
No, that's. I would never be in that position. Never. I would never be.
I'm just telling you. This is a hypothetical. You have to answer this.
Okay. What? Give me a hypothetical again. Give me.
You've been married for years, and now she's like, "I need to do this. Like, this is."
I'm like, how much you getting paid?
I'm doing it.
How much you getting paid?
I don't know. $200,000.
I mean, fuck, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know how long they've been married. Like, I'm not going to divorce my
exactly.
wife.
Exactly.
Yeah. But.
Bro, it's a super.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
You can't. My point is, you can't do shit. Like.
I wouldn't be in that position from the start. Like, I put it this way. I wouldn't marry or date an actress knowing that she could possibly be doing scenes, making out with the dudes, doing, like, fake sex scenes with the dudes. I wouldn't.
Bro.
That's not for me. Like, it's not me. Everyone has their own. Everyone, like, some guys can date. I'm not going to name other things, but that's
adult
not for
actresses?
Me. Yeah, like, that's not for me. Certain people are okay with certain things. Personally, I don't want to see that. So, would you be okay
so
with
you
that?
Can't, he can't. So, hugging her, he couldn't hug her?
Did you see the way he hugged her? Sweating all on her neck and shit? Like, no, bro. Come on. On national TV? And fucking millions of people watching that shit? Now he's getting clowned all over social media. Like, bro, memes everywhere. It's like, come on, bro. Hey.
Bro, Swiss
as,
Beats
as,
not
as a woman.
That.
As a woman, you should keep your man's. You should never try to make your man look bad, and vice versa. As a man, you should never try to make your woman look bad. You know, it's like, that's like your husband just grinding up on a girl, and you're married. Like, bro, it's gonna make your wife look bad. I would never do that. Like, would you?
Never.
All right, then. Exactly. And other news, I know you're lucky. Wait, side note. You're so lucky that you went to Irvine to watch that game. Because if you were here, I would have hit you with the TikTok that you hit me with, like, fucking 3-4 years ago about, like, that. You wish I was you, huh? I would have hit you with that so hard. That would have went viral. You're so lucky you drove your ass to Irvine.
You didn't want to pull up. I invited you. Oh, my God. Again, invited him. You didn't want to come. Mm-hmm. I thought the Super Bowl halftime was wrecked. Mid as hell. Rihanna was way better last year. Straight off presentation alone, like the fit, the whole setup was way better. Like he had so much going on. My man Usher slipped. I don't know if you saw that. You saw that
on the roller skates?
Yeah, he slipped. Yeah. Uh-huh. Couldn't get through my man's legs. His legs were too. The dude's legs were like, too tight. I mean, why, open I up your legs.
First of all, why are you going underneath a man's legs, anyways?
Like, bro, I'm telling you, that didn't look right. Like when the mic was off, didn't hear him. He was barely singing, bro. Bro, that was weak. Weak. Not even mid. Weak. Weak.
Yeah, but.
What do you think about all the Taylor Swifts? I know some people are hot.
Bro, it's fine, bro. I'm not worried about it. Like, why are they so mad about it? Like, you're not missing any part of the game. You're not missing anything. Like, you're not missing any of the game. They're showing every play.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so mad, dude. Like,
yeah, I don't get it. Like, why? Like, do that? I don't think people understand that Taylor Swift probably has more followers than all NFL players, NFL teams, NFL social medias combined. I don't think people realize that. Like, she's bigger than all NFL. Like, is she why really? Are you guys hating? I'm pretty sure she has like 200 and some million followers.
She does have OD that's followers.
That's crazy.
Like, bro, I didn't know Usher only has... Guess how many followers Usher has, bro.
If I had to guess... Is it like low, or is it like just medium?
Bro, I was just like, it's Usher. Like,
20. How many followers he has? 20 million.
12. Bro, I thought he had way more.
I mean, he's older. Like social media when he was hot wasn't as big. I don't know if Instagram was a thing when his shit was coming out. But, yeah, I love watching the Niners fans fucking break apart on social media. Yeah, like, because I was in that stadium when they were fucking just bang, bang, Niner gang, fucking popping fireworks. I was just like in your jersey and shit, just sitting there like,
bro, wow. I need the Chiefs to win.
Yeah, bro, that shit was like, bro, the Niner fans were talking so much shit. And I was, like you said, I was staying at the Aria. It was a Niners hotel. Like, they had like a Niners section area. I'm like, bro.
I didn't see any Chiefs fans really all the whole time there, did you?
No, they're probably in different hotels. I don't know. Because we were at the Aria for most of the time, and that was a Niners hotel.
I'm like, where are the Chiefs, bro? There's no Chiefs fans. I mean, I guess they've been there hella. Like, they don't need no fans, bro. I'm like, damn.
Do you want the perfect pair of sunglasses for every occasion? Hit up the knockaround.com custom shop. You design them, we build them. With over 1 million possible combinations, you're sure to create the perfect pair for you at knockaround.com. Use code SBB for 10% off for new customers. Exclusions do apply. Now it's time to intro the Knockaround Sunglasses Moment of the Week. Use code SBB for 20% off for new customers. Exclusions do apply. What do you think was your moment of the game? Like,
what was the key moment? Let's see if you copy me. Mine was the – keep in mind, I barely didn't even see the third quarter, but the missed field goal of Moody that the 49ers – or they blocked it. Yeah, uh-huh. That's my knockaround sunglasses moment of the week right there. Because if they would have got that, they would have been up another three. And, I mean, they technically would have won by three because it was tied at the end.
Mine was not that, but it was also special teams. Mine was the punt when it hit the dude's foot and they got the ball back. Like, the Chiefs got the ball back.
And they scored, like, right after.
Yeah. And then a touchdown right after that to Quez. That was, like, because at first it was like they couldn't get nothing going really. Like, it was like field goal. Then to score a touchdown right there instead of a field goal, that was big, you know. Like, and like Chiefs special, and I mean the Niners special teams was like on punt, we're doing good. Like, they downed it on like the five or like one, whatever they downed it on. And then like they punted it deep again. The 84 is going cray, like tackle the dude. Like, the special teams was going crazy. And then Chiefs special teams came and made a big play. So, yeah, I think special teams made a big difference in this game, honestly. Like, people talk about the offense and the defense and stuff, but special teams was a key part in the victory.
Yeah, that game was the fumbles early on. Did you see that? McCaffrey fumble.
No, I missed those.
Then
I missed
McCaffrey fumble, then Pacheco fumble. I'm like, this is crazy, bro.
Yeah, and then Drew, and then the Chiefs, like, low snap. He pitches to Pacheco. He's dropping it. I'm like, bro, what are you guys doing? Lock in. Like,
then the double pass for the touchdown. I'm like, yeah.
Whoa.
How did that work? The craziest thing is our receiver.
Go ahead.
Our receiver coach for the Lions, our receiver coach, Antoine Renaud, he had not the record, but he was the only receiver to ever throw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. Like, that was – he was really, like, known for that. And I texted him after. I'm like, I know you're sick. Like, you're not the only receiver to only throw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. He said, yeah. He said, what did he say? Yeah, I know. But if we would have made it, you could have been another – you could have been one – you could have been on there too. I'm like, damn.
They're not putting you in a fucking dope ass. You're not the thrower in the team, bro. I don't know why you think that. Like, you can't fucking throw. Like, stop it.
You've seen me throw.
You can't throw further than 20 yards. Accurately.
Ask anyone on my team. I'm the thrower.
Can you throw it further than 20 yards accurately?
You know, you're right. I'm not. I'm not the thrower. We got other guys that throw it.
Yeah, but we missed last week, this podcast. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Pro Bowl. I was there. Let's talk about it. Or you talk about it, rather, since you were participating. Yeah, you decided to go after, you know, getting alternate. So run us through your process.
Yeah, so it was I had more fun, I would say, the first Super Bowl, first Pro Bowl in Vegas last year. But That's just me personally. Maybe because it was my first time. This time, you know, it was a lot because I think we just finished. Maybe because we just finished a game. I flew directly from Detroit to Orlando. Met my family out there, and then we had like two practices this time instead of one. Went to Disney World. Went to Universal with you guys. But it was just a lot. Like I was tired. It was raining a little during the game. The drive to the stadium was like damn near an hour every time there and back. But overall, it was fun. You know, family was there, able to go to Disney World. Got like the VIP pass. Shout out to Laporta for hooking that up. And then did the Universal thing. What did you think of Universal?
That was fun. You know, you guys got the VIP pass, so we had to wait in no lines. We kind of messed up by getting dinner and like took out like an hour and a half out of our day. But yeah, now I feel like I'm ruined from going to theme parks without skipping the line every time. Because just waiting in lines for 30 minutes, hour, 2 hours. Like, bro, we're skipping lines. People were like saying, it says 2 hour wait. I'm like, bro. And then I can only imagine being in the front line and just watching people cut me after waiting 2 hours. I'd be hot. So like,
crazy.
I'm already looking at the Six Flags VIP passes just for us to go. Like, this is going so many rides.
Man, bro, the rides are they were alright. I've been on better rides.
Yeah, everyone's gassing out here like Knott's. That better rides than Universal. It's kind of crazy. Bro, Knott's has been like it's just like a local
Six Flags is OD though. Like that's
I've never been. That's why I want to go next. Bro, get Brooklyn on board, bro. Like. I'm sick and tired of her being soft. Like, care about her.
Bro, those rides, I promise, are life changing. Like, life altering. Yeah,
get her on it. Like, even Papa went on one. You know how scared he is. So, like, get Brooklyn on board, man.
Bro. You ever been on the ones that go straight up? I already asked you this, or straight down?
Nah, I haven't. Bro.
That, I promise you, right there, maybe scariest ride. And
bro, Luciana likes rides. She wants to go on the freaking slingshot. You've seen the videos of the guys, people's passing out and shit.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, she wants to go on that, and, like, I will go on that just because I'm not pussy, but, like, deep down, I'm like, fuck, bro. It's just scary.
Bro, like, just those rides.
Man, just, like, yeah.
Nah, but the Pro Bowl was cool. I mean, we came out on top, so that was good. You know, extra 44 bands. I'll take it. Anything I can get. Man. Bro, the game was looking crazy.
Yeah,
like, we low-key, bro, they played way better than us, and we still won.
You guys are only winning because of the freaking your O-line, D-line, your non-skill players are giving you guys points, keeping you
like,
in the game.
Bro, what happened before half, like, we tried to score, Gino threw a pick six. I'm like, damn, yeah. It's over. And then we came right back before half and scored in 20, 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, huge. Then we go into the skill challenge. We won, like, every skills challenge.
Yeah, so that was big. That was big, bro.
And then in the second half, they just kept scoring, too. I'm like, yo, we're not winning. And somehow we ended up winning. I don't know how we won, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like.
But people were telling me, like, watching on TV, it was entertaining. So, I guess, you know, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, with it. And I'm happy it didn't rain because it was supposed to rain Sunday, and it didn't. So, that was good.
You see the best catch? What did you think of it this year?
So they didn't do live. They just did like, well, first of all, Njoku didn't catch it.
Crazy. Man.
Yeah. Like what? And then I thought Puka was going to hit the jump and catch it. But I guess that's not safe. I don't know. Maybe it's probably not safe. But I feel like last year, did you guys have like rounds? Like multiple like.
Yeah, we had so last year you would record a video like they did.
Yeah.
Two AFC. Two NFC or three AFC, three NFC, and the top one guy, they tweeted it and they all vote for who should go to the finals. And those top one, you know, it was me and Stephon Diggs do it live at the thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I liked it too, but like, it's hard. If you do something crazy live, you got to catch it. It's like the odds are lower. You can.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We got ours in the last one last year, last try. Michael Vick was selling back on the tosses.
Run us through that video that you posted on your story of mom.
So, yeah, our mom, she's deathly afraid of heights, roller coasters, everything. And we went on the Harry Potter ride at Universal. And at glance, it doesn't look like too much. Like, She went on, she won a
great ride.
Yeah, she went on one with us before. Like, I think she went on the Mummy ride, and it was, and the guy said, "No, this won't be too bad. Like, this is fine." And it wasn't too bad. She was fine with it. So then when we got to the Harry Potter ride, he told my mom and my dad, like, "No, this is fine too. This is my favorite. Honestly, overall, it's not like a roller coaster, like one of the scary ones, but it's overall like the best one." So she got on it, and I kind of seen how it was moving and shit, but I wanted to sit next to her because I knew she was gonna be freaking out. So I sat next to my mom that ride, and yeah, I decided, like, once I got on it, I'm like, yeah, I can take my phone out. Like, I got a strong grip, so I recorded myself, recorded her, and then the reason why I ended so quick is I was about to drop my phone, so I had to, like, lock in and, like, just saved it, put it in my pocket. I'm like, I'll post it afterwards. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good ride. Honestly, we should have done it twice.
Bro, we should have. I liked how it was so, like, unexpected. I'm like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought it was going to be a regular-ass little short ride. I start going fast, backwards, dropping and shit. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Damn. And then you stop. You think I go forward again? You just drop. I'm like, oh, yeah. That shit was fun.
Crazy.
Yeah. So if Brooklyn doesn't want to go to Universal and just me, Lucci, you, Osiris.
I mean, she'll go. She just won't go on the rides. I mean, she'll probably go on some rides. Wait, you mean Six Flags? She'll go on some rides, but not the crazy ones. How much is it? How much is it?
I think it's $450 a person. 4 minutes.
And that's like, you know, it's fast pass or like?
No, VIP tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That'll be so fun. Just go all day, 10 hours. Just hit rides all day.
That would be crazy. Yeah. Knott's has good rides.
Yeah.
You don't like Knott's? I feel like Knott's is a better park, you know?
It is. I've never been to Six Flags, so I can't compare the two, but Knott's is a good park, but for roller coasters, it only has like 2-3 good ones.
All right, guys, that's it for this week's episode. Our second and last episode. Next week is our season finale. We appreciate you guys tuning in all year. You guys have been great, amazing. Shoot, it's almost over. Let us know if you have any, if you want us to answer any questions, ask it in the comment section. We'll pick some out. We got to go out with a bang, so we got to go out with a guest next week. Who is it going to be? I don't know. You know, I'm thinking maybe Jameson Williams, but maybe not. Or maybe Caleb Williams. I feel like that would be a good one. We'll see. You know, got a list of guys in my mind. Haven't made my mind up yet, but thank you guys for tuning in. You guys have been great all year. Like I said, we're going out with a bang, so tune in next week. But that was it, man. Peace out.